Hi, Zoe.
Hey, Rory.
Here we are on our first dates podcast.
Hello. Yes. How are you doing?
Better. Yeah, you know, I think
Better.
I'm improving on these dates. Like, I feel sexier and sexier as these things go on.
Well, that all comes from within, so I'm really proud of you for that.
Yeah, I'm just growing in confidence. I think these things are working for me. How are they working for you?
I feel mixed. I'm really excited to see where tonight's date goes because I feel like maybe I've turned myself into a villain in the dating scene.
I'm definitely the softy, and you have more of an edge to you. I think that's true.
Yeah. I maybe I just have to embrace that edge, but maybe I don't know, do I need to be nicer? And this
Absolutely
is
embrace that edge. That's your character. I like
Ed,
it.
consider the edge embraced.
All right. So, Zoe,
Yes.
do you want to give just a quick rundown of what services we afford the world, the
Yeah.
romantic
So
part of the
here
world?
is the basic service. Is the guest on our podcast will go on a date with either me or Rory, depending on their orientation sexually. It'll be 25 minutes long, and if things are getting particularly steamy, he'll add, or the other person will add an extra 5 minutes, just to make sure, if the deal can be sealed, it'll be sealed.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I mean, essentially we know most of these people from Twitter as like we bring up, and I think a lot of people we've just fallen in love with their 140 characters or the other stuff they do online, and we just want to hear more from them. We want to give them more space to kind of expand that personality. And like also a lot of us that are single, like we go on OkCupid or online dating sites or even just through Twitter, and like you can just give a facade of like who people are, but not you and I. We can flesh these people out and really kind of reveal them for who they are,
Yeah,
right?
we have the power right now. And as single people ourselves, we want to just let this be a place for other single people to hang out. Or, if they're in a relationship, have a couple of minutes just to not be in that relationship and get a date someone awesome, meaning me or you.
Absolutely. If we could twist somebody out of a relationship, what kind of coup would that be for us?
Oh, man. That would be some publicity right there.
Ooh,
That's.
I love the sound of that.
Oof. We got to make this happen, Rory.
Absolutely. Now I'm intrigued. Like maybe we should bring more people that are in a couple on.
Yeah, we could be like homewrecker dates instead of first dates. Or we can have like a special homewrecker edition.
Absolutely. Okay, well, I've got quite the gentleman for you tonight.
Oh yeah, give me deets.
All right. Okay. So his name's Alex Mann. He's 27. He's a guy like me. He's very dashing. He was the creator of that Conversations with the Twitter feed, which was really cool. He was also a writer for Billy on the Street, which is a hilarious show. And I think he's developing some projects for Sundance. So he's got a lot going on, Zoe. He plays the guitar gracefully, so maybe he's ready to woo you with his strings of love.
Ew, I really hope not.
Right, well, I'm gonna bring him in right now. Alex, you there?
I'm here.
Hello, Alex.
Hi, Zoe.
How you doing?
Good.
Glad to hear
Well, I can already feel the fireworks exploding now, so I'm gonna leave it to you guys, and yeah, good luck.
First dates, first dates, come on a
How are you? How's
So
your
how's
week?
it
How you doing?
going? I am good. It's now today's the officially the first freezing day in New York,
Oh, I'm so
so it's a
sorry to
little
hear that.
uncomfortable. Yeah.
Sorry, I just need to get something off my chest real quick.
Uh-oh.
Do you know how many people I've dated named Alex?
Really?
Three.
How many? Three?
I've dated three people named Alex.
I've never dated a Zoe.
Really? Would you ever date another Alex?
I feel like I'm narcissistic enough that I would.
Wow. So you would like, so you have like desires to like groan your own name intimately.
Not really. I mean,
See,
I
that's
don't
how I
think
took that.
that
I apologize.
you should have taken it like that. I mean, that was where the joke led you. But I think that
That's a good point.
yeah, I don't think you know, a girl named Al. No, I actually did. I did go out on a date with a girl named Alex, and I wouldn't say it necessarily added or removed anything. But I think if I was going to be in like a long term relationship, or if like things started taking off with an Alex, there would be need to have like a serious talk over what she's being called, because like I don't think I'm changing to Alex, but like a girl has a little bit more.
So Alex would have to change her name.
Girl Alex, yeah.
Girl Alex would have to change her name.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not saying like a full name change. Actually, that's funny you say that. So a good friend of my parents, when she got married, the guy she married made her change her name completely. Like, it wasn't like a same name type thing like we're discussing. It was like a total power move. He's like, I don't like your name, and if we're to move forward, you are changing it completely. Wow. So she changed her name for him.
I would never change my name for nobody. No offense, Alex.
No, but here's the thing. If you like someone enough, you might.
You're right. Maybe I've just never liked anyone.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. But
you're
like,
with me on that?
Yeah, I think so.
So maybe you should have given Alex a chance.
Well, she was a stand-up. And that was the first time.
You've said enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, never date a stand-up.
There was, like, a lot of competitive bits on the first date, you know? Like,
I'm very familiar with this. Just so you know.
Bit-making? Yeah. It was good. It wasn't good. It didn't go past that.
Okay, great. This is something I feel passionately about. Could you date someone who you think is funnier than you?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think it'd be really good to have, okay, see, where my mind immediately went with that, which is something we should talk about, is that rather than just enjoying a funny person, my mind immediately went to, that will challenge me to be funnier.
Oh, interesting.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're twisted.
The way my brain immediately processed that was that if there was someone funnier than me, that I would immediately see that almost like a threat that I would need to try to be funnier.
No, honestly, that's legit. Like, I feel the same way, and that's why I can't date someone funnier than me, because I hate challenges.
Yeah, but who decides who's funnier than who? It's
me.
Like you say, oh, this person's funny. Okay, so it's not necessarily like...
No, there's not a council I like hire to decide who's funnier, me or the person I'm dating. It's all in my head.
I see. So you're saying you want like a medium burn of laughs, but you don't want this guy to be like killing every time you're around?
No, this guy can't be killing. If this guy be killing, he's out. You know what I'm saying? That's done.
So what? Tell me what the laughs are like. You know, it's just like,
it's like, I mean, you want me to like do a laugh?
No,
it's like...
not actually laugh.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm talking about, like, when are these laughs happening? You know, what's too much? Can you give me an idea?
Like, what? Oh, I mean, basically, if someone makes me laugh more than I make them laugh. Whoa. I've never quantified it like that, but that's kind of what I mean.
Okay. I got you.
You get that?
Yeah, I think so. But I think, I don't think that necessarily means they're funnier than you. It just might be they're, like, taking up more of the conversation. You know, doing more relationship bits.
That's actually not a bad point.
But I think we should talk about how this is our second date.
Yeah, this technically is our second date, though, you know. I wasn't sure if that was a date. Is that, like, the rudest thing I've ever said in my life?
Oh, well, I wasn't implying, is this actually a date? I mean, that was as much of a date as this is a date.
Ouch.
It was a friendly first time we hung out date. You know, I'm not saying it was a romantic date, you know, but it was a date.
I mean, the fact that you want to talk to me after you saw me eat falafel, that's some plus points for you.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say you were a sloppy falafel eater. I thought you were very in control.
Oh, gotta be in control over something.
Is that the nicest thing anyone's ever said to you?
That I was in control of my falafel eating?
Yeah.
That's like definitely in the top 10. That's one for the ages for sure.
Yeah.
So there is something I've noticed about you, Alex. And it's that you suck at texting. And I have a few questions about it for you.
Let's get into it.
All right. So like, what's your texting policy? You meet a girl in a bar. and you're like so interested in her, and you're like, wow, this girl is the dream. How long do you wait to text her?
I think that, you know, what I've been doing recently is that I've been trying to follow less rules, meaning...
Oh my God, I love a rebel.
What's that?
I just love a rebel.
Oh, yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm at the rebel phase of my texting game. No, but, like, I've been trying to just follow more how I feel rather than, like, what am I supposed to do? So if I like someone, I'd say, like, maybe a year ago, I would be like, oh, I should wait 2 to 3 days to not appear too eager, blah, blah, blah. And I still agree with that to an extent. But then again, if I meet someone at the bar, you know, at a bar, I guess it depends on the situation. A bar, it's definitely coming next day because there's a good chance that girl met many other guys that night.
Oh, wow. And you're so logical about this.
Yeah, and I want to be fresh in her mind. Then again, if I meet her at a party, say a small party with friends, it's unlikely, it's possible that she, you know, maybe gave her number out to more than one person.
Yeah, that is possible.
So those are the two situations. Wait, what was the question you asked me about my rules? Oh, yeah. So, all right.
But you're a rule breaker. Generally, the way I think it.
Yeah. Again, I'll tell you how I think about the rules, but I don't necessarily follow all of them. So I think one, there is, you know, waiting X amount of time before the first text. Sometimes I think about this, and this is a little revealing, is that sometimes I try to write less.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So what does that
like
mean?
Like, if I get a big text, I'm going to come with, like, the one-worder.
Yeah, you're such a one-word. I would also like to add something about date number one with us.
What's that?
Is that you hit on a girl at Pinkberry while I was there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I totally did. That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. Like, you said, oh, it wasn't a date. Why would you think it was a date? If I wouldn't do that on a date.
Right, exactly. You, like, called it a date. I don't care. That's what you called it.
I thought you might have, like, helped me close it.
You wanted me to help you close the deal with Pinkberry Girl.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think having a girl with you is a great way to meet other girls.
So you're gay, like, are you dating to meet your next wingman right now?
Am I dating to meet? Oh, I thought you were, am I dating to meet my next wingman?
Yeah, like, are you only going on a date with me because I'd make an amazing wingman, which, by the way, I would.
Oh, no, that's not what I was thinking, but I would totally do that with you. That'd be fun.
That's so hot. Thank you.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
No, it's fine if you do. So I kind of know this answer because you hit on someone in Pinkberry while I was standing directly next to you. But if you were in a crowded bar and it was so fucking loud.
Yeah.
How would you get a girl's attention from across the bar? Would you do like save me, I'm drowning? Would you just like give her some eyes? Would you give her a wink? Would you like send her a drink? What would you do?
Oh, I mean, all of those options sounded really terrible.
Okay, well, that's why I'm talking to you on a podcast, Alex. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, well, the wink. What if a guy winked at you? I'd be like, game over, right?
It depends how hot he was.
Tell me how you feel about winks.
Okay, it depends how hot he is. It really does. I would say 95% of the people who wink at me are creepy, but that 5%, like, maybe there's something there.
Yeah, but here's what I'm going to say. If someone's using a wink that says a lot about who that person is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they're a winker.
It's very revealing, the wink.
Mm. Okay, I feel that.
I'll answer your question.
Thank you. That's
the honest answer is what I would do if I saw someone who I was attracted to in a crowded bar is I would probably just walk up and talk to them. I think I've tried to force myself to get in the habit, although it often fails, of just placing myself in uncomfortable situations. Because if you do enough of those, they start to get less uncomfortable. And, you know, statistically, you'll start getting results.
You strike me as the kind of person who's in therapy.
I'm not in therapy right now.
Okay.
But hold on.
Okay, I'm going down the checklist. That's not okay with me.
But I think a lot about all. I think a lot about all of these things you're asking me. I'm a big overthinker.
So you go and talk to this girl. What do you say? Like, hey, I'm Alex. Yeah. Hey, you're sexy. What's your name? Like, what do you want to drink? What do you say?
No.
That's honest. Thank you.
Yeah. Wouldn't go. I definitely wouldn't go right for the drink. I would probably find something very specific about them. You know what? All right, I'm gonna scratch that. I think it almost doesn't matter what you say. I'm gonna say I wouldn't ask to buy her a drink. But I think sometimes just saying something is the right answer. You know, it's just saying anything is better than just not saying nothing. But
you're right.
I wouldn't say you're sexy. I wouldn't ask for a drink.
I'm sexy.
You or the girl I'm in the bar with, because you're definitely sexy.
Thank you. And they're one and the same.
Well, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, well, now I did. Okay. It's me in the bar. Now it's me in the bar. You have to come up to me. You got to woo me. What do you say to woo me?
It is you?
Yeah, now it's me. Okay. I can do whatever I want. This is my hypothetical.
It's your podcast. Okay.
It's my fucking podcast.
Man, what would I say to woo? See, I wouldn't think of it as wooing. I would think of it as having some sort of conversation that attempted to be more than just, do you come here a lot, or like, do you live in the area? It would be trying to avoid questions like that.
Maybe so you just gave me two things you wouldn't say to me and nothing you would say to me.
Well, you know, it's hard to say something I would say to you in a situation we're not in. Mm. Okay. Let me try to give you an example. Okay. Maybe I would relate something you were doing to like an experience I had. So maybe you're drinking a certain kind of drink. Mm. And I would say, I was just drinking those at a wedding I was just at. And then there you can go down the long rabbit hole of what I did at this wedding, when the last wedding you were, you know, are you seeing someone?
That's probably actually pretty good. Okay, so you woo me by talking to me about this wedding, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Next thing that happened. Because that's true, I was just at a wedding.
Will you tell me about it?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Tell me about the wedding.
The wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the wedding was, I haven't been to that many weddings. I wouldn't say my friends have, like, started getting married yet. I don't know. Like, that, I haven't started that. You know when you had, like, the bar mitzvah phase? Mm. You remember that?
Oh, I remember that so vividly, it's ridiculous. That was my prime.
So that has mine too.
I believe it.
So I'll tell you about the wedding. It was one of my very close friends, and it was a very small wedding. It was like 70 people. Mm. And here's the funny part. So my dad is a jeweler, and he did the rings for the husband and wife.
Whoa.
And I get to the wedding, 70 people, and they say, Alex, you are the ring bearer.
Really?
So I didn't know what that I didn't know what that meant.
I thought like 12-year-olds did that.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, the wedding's happening. The wedding, right? The service, the process, the actual part where you get married.
I don't know. I get it confused with a funeral.
Yeah, I don't know. And it gets to my part, and I go up there with the rings and hand them off to the rabbi. And my friend's mom, the guy who's getting married, she goes, "The jeweler's son." Just calling out, it was like I was auditioning for Fiddler on the Roof, and that was my part.
Wow.
And there was a little laugh, and then I sat down. Yeah, and that was really the highlight of the wedding. It was very small. There was no dancing. There was no band. There was nothing. I shouldn't say there was nothing. There was a dinner. It was nice, and that was it. But
So here's the real question. As the ring bearer, did you go home with the flower girl?
No.
No?
No. No, I didn't go home with anyone. I went home for the wedding. I live in New York. I went home to Philadelphia for the wedding. And, you know, I knew it wasn't the type of wedding where I could have left with someone.
You couldn't have boned the flower girl.
No. I don't think there was a flower girl.
Wow, sounds like the lamest wedding ever.
No, it was a great wedding, but the roles were very confusing.
Yeah. The jeweler's son.
Yeah, that's me. That was it.
Have you ever been, besides this wedding, have you ever been like a best man or a...
No.
No, me neither. No. Weddings really freak me out.
What was the last wedding you were at?
It was 2 years ago. I don't get invited to many things.
In general or just like family events?
Both.
You probably get invited to a lot of improv shows though.
Oh my God. So many improv shows that have never attended.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
All right.
Well, okay, because here's the thing about improv shows is I go out to meet people, you know? I'm a single lady. I go out, I want to like talk to people, and I don't want to talk to the people at improv shows. I need to swear off comedians, man. I don't know if you've ever done the OKCupid game, but the comedians on OKCupid, they are a special breed of human being.
Yeah, I got off it.
You got off it, but you were on it.
I was on it. I was on it for a very short period of time. And somehow, you know, it's probably been off for like a year.
Yeah.
And I have been dating since. And I've just sort of, I feel like, I don't know if it's me been putting myself out there more or just trying to meet more people, but I feel like I've been doing it okay, sort of the, you know, old fashioned way.
Yeah, me too.
You too, right? In bars. It's so much better, isn't it?
Yeah, you meet people in bars and on the street and at Pinkberry while you're on dates with other people.
I'm not a big bar guy, so I'm not like meeting people at bars.
That's
right. I'm trying to think the last guy. All right. Last couple people I dated. One I met at a friend's party.
Classic.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah.
The other one, all right, this is a good one. The other one was my roommate was renting his room.
Oh shit.
Yeah, my roommate was renting his room, and he invited a bunch of people over to come look at it to see if they wanted to rent it. And I'm sitting in my room just like I am now.
Thanks for setting the scene.
He brings his. I'm trying to be really detailed.
Yeah.
And he brings his girl into my room, which is like usually doesn't happen. You know, it usually takes some time to get to that, right? For mm-hmm. a girl to see your room immediately. So he brings his girl into my room. And then afterwards, we went and hung out in my living room to go talk. And we really hit it off.
Yeah, I've been there.
You have. You hung out in my living room.
I did.
How do you feel about it?
I just feel very connected to this story, to be honest.
Okay, because it could have been you, right?
I guess so. If you had played your cards better.
Oh, okay. And So like I asked her for email, and when I asked her for email, she wrote down her email and her number.
Ooh.
It's like, oh, I didn't ask for the number, but thank you.
Yeah, I got that. Interesting.
Right. And anyway, she ended up not moving in here by request of me.
No, that's honest.
And we've been, we've gone out. It's been good.
Interesting. Have you ever, like, hooked up with a roommate or a coworker or, like, someone that, like, is clearly off limits, but you just did it because you can't control your urges? The fantasy of being able to just, like, be at work and then just, like, meet up in a utility closet or something. I don't know. That got oddly specific for a second. But something like that, that doesn't live true for you?
Well, all right, if I was in an industry where I was working at an office with, you know, attractive women, which
and
I'm
a
not,
utility
I'm not working
closet.
In any office. I totally, you know, when you were about to say utility closet, I went to janitor's closet, so which are similar. Maybe the same thing. I don't even know.
I don't either.
But
another thing we have in common.
Yeah. I certainly think that it would be on the table and feasible if you know, if I was in that situation. But I don't know. I don't work at a office, or I'm not. I haven't in a while. I think you know. But you know, given the situation, it would definitely be interesting. In terms of off limits, I don't know. I mean, I've never like hooked up with like a friend's ex girlfriend or anything. I don't think I've ever done that. And if I did, I would ask.
Yeah, you gotta ask. But that conversation is so frickin' awkward.
But like, depends on how much time.
Yeah, yeah. There are too many people in the world to get caught up on in other people's shit. You know. Unless it involves utility closets.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to jump in real quick, guys. It is obvious that you've been on a date before. I can tell you that. And you guys' chemistry is great, but I'm going to tell you right now, you got 3 more minutes.
All right.
And I fade away. And I fade away.
There he goes.
Okay.
So.
Well, I feel like... Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, clearly I have a fantasy, and it's hooking up with someone in a utility closet. Do you have any fantasies like that?
I would say my fantasies are less about, like, where, like, location. They're more about, like, what else is happening. Like, I think it would be really cool to, like, rob a bank and then, like, celebrate.
Okay, see, robbery. This like, is just, like, a thing, like, this is just, you, now it's like, okay, it's clear you're not in therapy, and maybe that's an option you should explore.
Yeah, but I'm not actually going to rob a bank, but just, you know, the idea of doing something, you know, against the law.
Okay.
You know, doing something that's completely outside your comfort zone, that is kind of unrealistic for your character. And then and doing it in such a way that you know, the only way to celebrate was to have sex in the utility closet.
Yeah. All right. I was like, I was fading away, but then you said utility closet, and I was right back with you.
Brought you back in.
Yeah. You really brought me back in.
Like, what if you traveled to space with someone?
And just like boned in space.
Yeah. I'm talking about something monumental. Like, for me, it needs to be more than just a closet. Like, I get that's where you're at.
Yeah, you know, we're in different places emotionally, maybe.
Yeah, I need like, a huge triumph.
Okay.
That's the fantasy. The fantasy's more about the triumph for me, I guess, which maybe, again, says something about where my head is at.
Interesting. Because, like, I feel like I have very, lame fantasies. You know, it's like utility closet, like, sorry, I'm obsessed with the utility closet. It's just on my brain. Sorry.
No, I think it's cool. I think your fantasy is fair. I mean, I think what you're implying with the utility closet is like, is this idea of maybe hooking up with a coworker or hooking
up
with, like,
you know,
the
what? It is totally the coworker, or like, I don't know, like in a restaurant bathroom. Like, that kind of thing. I don't know. Very realistic, but, like, traveling to space, that's, like, another... That's another dimension, Alex.
Yeah. I mean, you gave me no limit. So, I'm gonna run with that.
Limit. Sex in space?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say no.
How about bank vault?
Bank vault? If I'm at the point where I'm in a bank vault, you know, and, like, the mood is there, which clearly it would be. We're in a freaking bank vault, for God's sakes. You know? Then, yeah. Why not?
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
I feel good about that.
All right. So, date finished.
Wow. Super subtle, Rory. Thank you.
Date over. Rory's in. I'm going to give some highlights of what just happened. First of all, I'm really glad to hear that Zoe is not a really messy falafel eater. That is important to me, because I imagine her just a disaster with any kind of food she has to eat with her hands. I do think it's really funny to think about Alex hitting on a girl in a pink beret while he's in the middle of a semi-date with Zoe.
That actually happened.
So that really happened? That was not like kind of a joke?
No, it definitely really happened, and I actually remember we talked about it after it happened.
Yeah, of course.
Was Zoe a little upset?
No, I think she was caught off guard. I think what I said to you, this is exactly how I remember it. Tell me if I'm wrong. I think I said, I definitely hit on her, but I think I said to you after, I should have gotten that girl's number.
Yeah, you did say that.
Right. Which I can see is being a little rude to say when I'm with you. But it was unclear what we were doing, so.
It was super
you're gentle. No, you're it was a gentle, legit. Alex. You don't have to worry about it. Lastly, I really like that both of you guys had your primes when you were like 13 or 14. That's good to hear. Because I also am deteriorating emotionally and physically. But I also like how Zoe mentioned that she doesn't like a challenge and she's a lazy human being. I really like how she revealed that in the middle of the date. I'm going to talk a little bit more about Alex being calculated early because that was really interesting. Because I feel like we just went on a class on dating right there.
Yeah, I feel like I just learned a lot.
He was a professor of dating. He had, like, bullshit that you're a rebel. You had everything calculated. I like it.
Yeah, probably fair.
So, Alex, at the end of this date, you get back to Zoe's place. No matter how it's gone, this is your three options with her. You can give a firm handshake and say, like, good night, ma'am. I will see you maybe never again. B, you give her a hug, maybe a peck on the cheek, and say goodnight, and you know, you'll maybe call her, text her in 2 days. Or C, you grab her, you hold her in like Gone with the Wind style, pull her hips into you, you make out with her, and you ask her if she wants to go upstairs. What do you choose?
I'm going to go with option two.
Options to a very polite
that's
answer.
Like I'm gonna go with the middle ground. I'm still feeling this one out.
That's honest. Me
until
too.
I get a commitment that we're gonna travel to space or rob a bank, I don't know if I'm just gonna go for it immediately.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty big commitment.
So there's a third date potential here.
Yeah,
there's definitely. There's always third date potential.
Absolutely.
this is where we are.
This is where you guys are. Well, hopefully you guys find your way into space or into a bank vault at some point.
That's the dream, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, so exactly.
I had a great time with Alex. And I would like if everyone would follow him on Twitter. Alex J. Mann, with two N's.
He's a very, he's like a super underrated tweeter.
I know. He pulls out some stops.
He's crazy hilarious. People should follow him. Write that down, everybody. Alex J. Mann. He needs to be followed.
Also, subscribe to him on YouTube. His videos are awesome.
Are you gonna leak the names of your projects you're working on Sundance, or is that something you can't talk about?
To be honest, I just had my first meeting with them this week, so I don't even know what they're called yet.
Still very cool, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. Super cool.
Okay, so please remember to subscribe to us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at First Dates Pod, like us on Facebook, follow me and Rory on Twitter, I'm Madam Zubel, he's Rory not Roy. And you know, just keep in touch.
Absolutely. People should tune in, man. You get schooled in the ways of dating. Like, I feel so much smarter now that I've listened to Alex for 25 minutes.
Yeah, Alex just imparted some wisdom for sure.
I feel like he just got like sheet, like he's got a blueprint all worked out, man.
He has the dating game figured out.
Rebel nothing, Alex.
Yeah, rebel nothing.
All right, well, until next time, happy dating.
Happy dating.
Come with me on a first date. Let's have a first date tonight.